Ah, welcome to Movie Magic.
We would be honored if you would join us.
5, 6, 8.
5, 1,000, 4, 1,000, 3, 1,000.
I am the father.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Are you one of those single tier people?
All the dogs in King's Landing howl through the night.
They cry out for their true queen.
I'm Batman.
Name's Bond. James Bond.
One of them leads to the castle at the center of the labyrinth, and the other one leads to certain death.
Go ahead. Make my day.
He sounds like quite a man.
A passenger has died on the train.
Who gave the order to kill me?
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM 89.3.
Commence primary ignition.
It's the first weekend of 2021 and the first Movie Magic show for this year. And I'd like to start this year with some feel-good movies. Now, this movie was released back in 2011, and it'll bring you back further in time into the 60s. And although it touches on the topic of racism in the south of the US, the characters played by Octavia Spencer and Viola Davis bring a ray of hope to this film. The premise? A young writer played by Emma Stone turns her Mississippi hometown upside down when she decides to interview the black women who work for the community's most prominent white families. There are three lines we'll take away from this film. You is smart. You is kind. You is important. Name of this movie? The Help. And it's based on Catherine Stockett's 2009 novel of the same name. DreamWorks Pictures acquired the screen rights to the novel in March 2010 and quickly commissioned the film with Chris Columbus, Michael Barnathan, and Burnson Green as producers. Well, Chris Columbus is famous for writing feel-good movies, and the producers hired Tate Taylor to direct it. Now, you'd find Octavia Spencer working with Taylor quite a bit in other films as well. The 2004 flick, 13 Going on 30, is another feel-good movie. Here's the premise in a nutshell. The year is 1987. The young and geeky girl named Jenna yearns to be popular, but can only persuade a clique of six chicks, as they call themselves, to attend her 13th birthday party by doing their homework. Meanwhile, Jenna's best friend, Marty, brings her a pink dollhouse he made himself and a packet of magic wishing dust, which he sprinkles on the dollhouse roof. The six chicks arrive with the cutest boys in class and trick Jenna into playing 7 Minutes in Heaven. Now, this is a game where you're supposed to lock yourself in a closet blindfolded. So now Jenna is waiting, blindfolded in a closet, expecting to kiss one of the boys. But the six chicks and the boys leave with her completed homework. She feels ashamed and let down, and with sadness in her heart, she wishes to be 30 years old as the wishing dust falls on her. Well, you know what's going to happen next. You guessed it. The next morning, Jenna wakes up, and it's the year 2004. She's in a luxurious Fifth Avenue apartment. Her wish has come true. Jenna is 30, but with no memory of what happened 17 years ago. Everyone else is older too, and they grew up, you know, the normal way. Jenna, on the other hand, skipped her teenage years, so although she looks 30, she is still young at heart. One of the best scenes of this movie is the Michael Jackson's Thriller dance, which Jenna leads on the dance floor. Jenna is played by Jennifer Garner, and Mark Ruffalo plays her best friend from her teenage years. Now, what I took from this movie is, when we become adults, we forget to have fun. Similar to the premise of 13 Going on 30, Josh dreams of becoming big. His wish gets granted, and he wakes up one morning in the body of a grown man. This movie was made before 13 Going on 30, back in 1998, which stars Tom Hanks as the boy in an adult body. Which brings me to my teenage years, and I felt good watching Grease and Saturday Night Fever. I remember most of my classmates and I pretending to be John Travolta and dancing like him at the functions we held back in someone's house. We also went to the extent of getting black underwear just to feel like John Travolta. Those were the days. Now, to teach your children about immigrants and separation, then there's one suggestion in an animated classic titled An American Tale, spelt T-A-I-L. This American-Irish animated musical is the work of Don Bluth, who used to be an animator at Disney. It's about a tiny, charming mouse of Russian Jewish heritage by the name of Fievel Mouskovich. Now, rather than be let down by those who would choose to prey on him when he gets lost in the big city, Fievel makes a variety of friends from all classes, nationalities, and backgrounds throughout his travels. But his main quest is to reunite with his family, and along the way, he actually manages to bring about a meaningful change in the rodent society. And that's another lesson that we can take from this movie. A lesson that's every bit as uplifting today as it was when it was first released in 1986. Now watch this movie with young children and teach them the values of life as the movie progresses. From that movie, here's Linda Ronstadt and James Ingram with a song which is as uplifting as the movie itself.
So
Money FM 89.3, Movie Magic with Colin Gomez.
And I'm featuring feel-good movies to start 2021. Now, Jack Black is hilarious in School of Rock, and I spoke about this movie many moons ago on Movie Magic. Now, I can watch this movie over and over again whenever I want to because it just makes me feel good and because I have the Blu-ray. Now, similar to School of Rock is Sing Street. This 2016 movie is set in the 80s, and it's a coming-of-age story. It's about a young Irish boy who starts a band in order to impress a girl. They write the original music. They cover the various trends of the decade, and there are songs that sound like Duran Duran. And then there are songs that sound like The Cure. So you can't go wrong with the music. The performance is great and the songs are fantastic. It'll put a smile on your face for sure. Likewise for the 1952 musical comedy, Singing in the Rain. If only we can sing in the rain like Gene Kelly does when he walks down the street. If only we can do that without being ridiculed by bystanders. Maybe once when this pandemic is over, and one day when it rains where you are, you could do it with a group of friends and do a Singing in the Rain flash mob. Check the weather and forecast and plan for that day. But if the day is dry, maybe you can do a La La Land flash mob dance. Now that's another feel-good movie, although there are some sad moments in the movie, but overall, it's uplifting because of the music. The next movie which I'm going to recommend has not only a great story, but visually it's stunning as well. It's in French, and although I watched it when it was first released back in 2001 or two, around that time, I chanced upon it when I was walking down the street in Quebec, Canada, with my sons about 2 years ago. This movie was being played in the open where an old theatre used to stand. Everyone sat on the floor to watch this movie, and luckily for us, they turned on the subtitles. The name of the movie? Amélie. The lesson from this movie? It's what defines us. Not by what we buy or what we consume, but by what we do. And it has a magical soundtrack too that is so French because of the accordion. And oh, the piano sounds like a wooden toy piano. Here, have a listen. I'm Colin Gomez, and if you've just tuned in, you're somewhere at the halfway point, or maybe more, of Movie Magic on Money FM 89.3. And today, on the first weekend of 2001, I'm featuring movies that'll make us all feel good. Now, if you want to listen to the first part of the show, well, give it a couple of days before it shows up as a podcast on Money FM's podcast page. Let me also take this opportunity to tell you that you can actually download our free app, and in that way, you won't miss a thing that's broadcast from our station. Now, watching Robin Williams in a movie never fails to make me feel good. He's funny, and the movies are uplifting. There's so many to choose from, and I'm just going to name them randomly, and you can pick and choose which to watch, or better still, have a private Robin Williams Film Festival in your own home. So here's the list, and in no order of preference, as they're all good. Patch Adams, Good Will Hunting, Mrs. Doubtfire, The Birdcage, Flubber, Hook, Aladdin, the animated one, and of course, Good Morning Vietnam! These are just some, and there's lots more out there. If you want to have family fun and feel good at the same time, I suggest watching any Disney Pixar movie. From the Toy Story franchise, Cars, The Incredibles, Finding Nemo and Dory, Brave, Inside Out, Ratatouille, Up, Onward, and so on. And even the short Pixar movies will make you feel good. And they all can be found in the Disney streaming service. And since we are on Disney Plus, there's a new Disney Pixar movie that was recently released, and it stars Jamie Foxx, who's an accomplished pianist as well. Just watch him play the piano in Ray. However, in this movie, he voices the main character, and the piano playing is left to jazz pianist John Batiste. This animated feature is titled Soul. Let's say the word soul has a double meaning for this movie. Music and what's within you, spiritually. Now, I won't go too much into it, but I will say that this movie is about mentorship and finding your purpose on earth. It also gives us an insight of how it is like getting into the zone. It's available on Disney Plus, and once you're done watching this wonderful Pixar movie, there are the behind the scenes of how this movie was made, like interviews and jam sessions, and what they did to finish this movie during this pandemic. Now, in a few seconds, I'll play you a track from this movie. If you like jazz, and if you're anything like my jazz pianist friend, Jeremy Montero, you would really appreciate this song. Because jazz just makes you cool. I'm Colin Gomez, and I wish you all the best. And may 2021 be a better year for all of us. Take care. Be patient with one another. Be kind. Spend time with your family. Love everyone. And everything is gonna be all right.
Say it's all right. Say it's all right. It's all right. Have a good time. Cause it's all right. Oh, it's all right. Now listen to the beat. Kind of pat your feet. You got soul. And everybody knows that it's all right. Oh, it's all right. When you wake up early in the morning, feeling sad like so many of us do, just hum a little song, make like your goal, and surely something's gonna come to you. Say it's all right. Say it's all right.
You've got soul, and everybody knows that it's all right.